You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
And look at this. We have more breaking news in the NBA. Nemanja Bjelica leaving the Warriors for the Turkey. Okay, it's maybe not the biggest thing, but he is leaving. You better you bet on BetQL.
So long, Bjelica. Farewell.
Actually.
Farewell, my friend.
You expect more to happen, but nothing else has happened, which is shocking to me. We've not had another trade in the NBA. Of course, we are live on Twitch, twitch.tv/BetQL. We're on YouTube. We're on the Odyssey app and nationwide on the BetQL network, wherever it is that you are. We have looked at the NBA title odds that have changed. We've looked at winners of the East and the West and how that's moved around with free agency over the last. It hasn't even been 24 hours yet. Technically, it all opened at 6 o'clock. I know Kevin Durant requested his trade right before we got on the air yesterday. But the reality of this is it has been 22 hours and 59 minutes, give or take, since free agency actually opened. And we have seen all kinds of line movement across the board. The Celtics are the favorite now at 5-1 to win the NBA title over at Bet Rivers, given the moves that they made today, adding to their championship roster. Of course, the breaking news a little while ago, Rudy Gobert getting traded from Utah to the Minnesota Timberwolves. They're stocking up in Utah, a whole bunch of picks. As they've said, reports are that they want to build around Donovan Mitchell. Good luck, because he can request a trade any minute now, and I wouldn't be surprised if that happened. Wouldn't be surprised if Miami and the Knicks decide to call at some point, or already have, and said, hey, what's it going to take? But this is the world that we live in right now, where the NBA is making the market fluctuate and go through the roof. But we've gone down a rabbit hole. We went into the NBA MVP odds a little bit. I think, look, it was more of Anthony Edwards and where he could be in a couple of years, given right where Minnesota is now. But then you and I fell down this rabbit hole, and this is when we start nerding out. But at the same time, it can benefit people because you can win any of these awards markets. NBA Most Improved Player for next year is up over at Bet Rivers. And it is a very interesting list of players right now that you can bet on, including a three-way tie between Jalen Brunson, Onyeka Okongwu, and Anthony Edwards at 14-1.
Only this market could combine those three. Would you take those three players and put them together, and it would somehow make sense? They'd be the favorite to do anything. Here's a point guard who just got $100 million. Here's a big who can't really score and came off the bench last year. And here's like an emerging superstar. It's like, what? I don't understand. No, they're all the favorites. They're all the same price. Sure. Great. No problem. So some kind of ground rules, which I think will help us. I haven't even seen the market for this beyond those three favorites. So basically you're going to be feeding me names and we're going to see if they make any sense. That's a good methodology. Past winners of this award. So we know Ja won last year. Do you remember who won 2 years ago?
Julius Randle.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was a good. I don't know if I would have thought of that right away. Do you know who won the year before that?
I cannot think past that, honestly.
Brandon Ingram won the year before that. So just there's actually an interesting history of this award. I'll just say the players who win it are way better than I thought they would be. They actually hold up really well historically. The players who here are just in the since 2010. Here are some of the players who have won. This is just the last 12 years. Kevin Love, Paul George, Goran Dragic, Jimmy Butler, CJ McCollum, Giannis, Victor Oladipo, Pascal Siakam, Brandon Ingram, Randall, and Ja. That's crazy, pretty good list of holds up really well. Now, Aaron Brooks won in 2010. Ryan Anderson won in 2012 and made infinity dollars to do nothing. So that's the other side of the coin. But man, that list holds up really, really, really well. I think even before I go through any other parameters, it kind of shows you the type of guy player that we're looking for here, like the type of guy that we're looking for, like we're shopping for a date, the type of player that we're looking for here. You know, well, he has to be nice with a sense of humor. He also has to apparently be like a superstar player. So let's just kind of start that. Like the name should, and it's not even that the name should matter, because you could be like, well, did it matter going into that year? And I'm like, we kind of thought Ja was pretty good last year before the year. We didn't think it was this, but we thought it was pretty good. Randall had still had scored like 20 a game in a season coming into that year. Ingram was a really, really high draft pick. Actually, that's really funny. I want to try to do draft pick here real quick. And I got to do it from memory, which is really tough. So Ja was second. Well, Tyler, you might have to look up. When did Julius Randall get drafted? Like what pick?
Gosh, that was the late.
I'll look it up.
Could he be a lottery player? He went to Kentucky.
Oh, yeah, no. He was like a top 5 or 6 pick by the Lakers. That was during the Lakers' long stretch of being horrible.
Yeah.
Seventh. Okay.
I'm going to need help with this guy, so let me know. So we have 2-7. Brandon Ingram was second?
Yes.
Siakam, yeah. I think, was Siakam out of the lottery barely?
He was I thought he was like a mid to late first rounder, wasn't he, out of New Mexico?
It was New Mexico State, right? But like
New Mexico State, I mean, yeah. Right.
I think I want to 27th, Rick is saying. I remember he was being out, he was out of the lottery. Oladipo second. Wow, second overall picks have a really good prestigious history here. So 2-7-2-27-2. Giannis was teens. Where was he?
13. If I remember correctly. 15. Oh, 15. CJ, okay, 15. Close.
CJ 8?
He was a lottery pick. I think 6th, right? 5, 6, something. Okay. Because they went from Damian 10. Lillard from All Lehigh. Right. Yeah. Okay.
Damian Lillard from Weber State to McCollum from Lehigh.
Right.
Butler. What would you guess for Butler? Rick is saying this is like Price is Right. It's just my memory of my memory of NBA draft. This is why I'm terrible at trivia. Where did Jimmy Butler get drafted?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
He was like the last pick of the first round. Yeah, 30th. Yeah, 30. Marquette.
30th. Okay.
Marquette.
Oh, Marquette. Where did I get Missouri from?
M. The letter M. That's all. You know, different letters after the M.
Was
Dragic a second rounder?
Was he?
Yeah,
45th. I don't even remember.
Yeah, 45th. Second rounder. Right. Yeah, second rounder.
Paul.
This is
Paul
good.
George?
This is exercising my draft brain a little bit here. Paul George. Paul George was.
Where did he go, to Fresno?
Paul George was like 10th or something.
Like late lottery.
I want to say he was like 10th. Yep. 10th.
All
yep.
right. 10 for Paul George. He went to Fresno. This is good.
Yeah.
Ryan Anderson.
Second rounder, I want to say. I think he was a second round guy.
21st. Rick is onto what we're doing and is actually just looking.
He's nailing it. Okay, so yeah.
Oh man, I was gonna say UCLA and he went to Cal. That's really tough for me. Oh, yeah. Speaking of UCLA, Kevin Love, fourth or sixth,
right?
Maybe
because fourth was OJ Mayo.
How did I say fourth or sixth?
OJ Mayo. Fifth?
I'm so dumb
because OJ Mayo went ahead of him. Yeah.
I want to do Aaron Brooks just to see if you can get pretty close.
I know
Aaron
this
Brooks
one.
Was a second rounder out of Oregon.
He went to Oregon?
Right? Yes, yeah. Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Was he a second rounder, though, Tyler?
No, 26. Okay, late first.
I was going to say 30th. Yeah. That would have been my guess, actually.
Yeah, 26.
Okay, can we? I honestly, we did that live on the air. That wasn't supposed to have like some pattern attached to it, but that was one thing that I forgot to look up during the break. So, like, I mean, I guess we can like, you can't really kick out undrafted players, I guess, but like, okay. I think you could make an argument that having like a draft pedigree is probably a helpful thing. Something like that.
Uh-huh.
You have like 2/3 of these guys are lottery players. And if you go back historically, there's crazy players in this, like Tracy McGrady's on this list. There's like a bunch of historical stars that are on this list.
So it's funny. And I remember when Tracy McGrady won, because I remember always being frustrated because it was, well, his role just improved. He went to Orlando. Like, he wasn't a star in Toronto yet. He was drafted out of high school. And then all he did was have a bigger role. So his numbers exploded. So it doesn't always end up being a player that's necessarily even just improved. It's just their role is improved, which is probably why Onyeka Okongwu was on here. They're thinking John Collins is going to get traded. So then he gets that next opportunity. So it kind of puts him into that stratosphere of players that have taken that just on that bigger role and they've answered with that bigger opportunity.
So Goran Dragic is the only player since 2010 who's won this award being a second round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
That would make sense. Yeah.
It kind of makes sense only because, go ahead. Sorry. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, can you name the only player that won sixth man and most improved in the same year? This is like a random thing that I know.
Did Ryan Anderson win sixth man of the year?
No, nope. You got to go farther back than that. You're going way farther back. Daryl Armstrong with the Magic.
Oh my God. I guess that's an awesome trivia question.
Yeah, it is. It's one of those random ones. I only know that because I remember writing about sixth man this year and how Tyler Hero should have gotten consideration early on from like most improved, I think is what I was talking about. And it was like the only other player ever to do, like, could he win both was the question that I had. And that was before Ja Morant just ran away with it. That's the only reason I remember that. It's stupid, but there you go. Random trivia, so right?
The reason why the draft pick thing now becomes interesting a little bit to me is that the basis of all NBA accolades is like hype and building of reputation. So MVP, we talk about that all the time, like all NBA stuff, like anything perception. So if you start from a place of you were drafted really highly, that's going to help you in this award because you're on our radar already. That's going to be my argument. So like, there's a bunch of top five picks on here. There's only one second rounder on here. So like, I think you could argue it's like very helpful to you to be as high a pick as possible to get that reputation boost over the people you're competing against to win an award like this. Where like, if you play well and someone else plays well, is that even the tiebreaker? Cause we just think of you that way. That could be an argument. So, okay. That's kind of interesting. I'm going to read you the rules here real quick that these are from the NBA chat that I'm in. So shout out to that chat. Let's see. The last 10 winners combined to play 803 games and started in 802 of them. So the point of that is you're looking for somebody who has to be a starter, player to be the most improved. Can't start the season on the bench. On average, the most improved player is in his fourth season. Only 3 of the last 10 were past their fourth season. So basically like fourth or even third, like you want to be early rather than late in betting this.
Yeah.
Like you'd rather bet a guy in the third year as opposed to sixth or seventh, basically. And really you're looking for like around the number of 4. 9 out of the last 10 winners played on teams with a winning record. Okay. So looking for a player plays on a winning record. And then there's some stuff about like how much they increase their points, rebounds, assists. Like they improved statistically in those categories. That would be the right way to put it. So the synopsis of this is you want a starter on a winning team in his first 4 years in the league with an opportunity to increase all of his kind of counting stats, points, rebounds, and assists. I honestly think if we take that methodology and apply it to this now, like some of the players are going to make a lot of sense immediately, but I think we can kick out some people here. Like right away.
Absolutely.
Like this actually seems like something we can kick out a lot of guys. Why don't we just take, let's do just the favorites right now. Cause we only have like 3 minutes left in the segment. So what have we learned from the exercise in 30 seconds? The like pretty name brand players win this. Like, yeah. This is not an award for like a random guy. This is like a name player, usually taken pretty high in the draft, almost always the first round, usually in the lottery, fourth year-ish, who plays on a winning team and starts. That has got to be a small list. I'm just going to be honest. That's got to be a small list.
I agree.
Okay.
So Jalen Brunson, Onyeka Okongwu.
Give me the three favorites. So Jalen Brunson, Okongwu.
Jalen Brunson in the Knicks, Onyeka Okongwu in the Hawks, and the Anthony Edwards in Minnesota. That is the three-way tie for the favorite, followed by LaMelo Ball at 16-1. RJ Barrett is also 16-1. Jalen Green down in Houston, who will be in his second year, is 18-1, along with Jordan Poole, who's also 18-1.
Okay, so here's where I would start with this. Like, when we go through each player, do they check every box of what we're looking for, or is there like a pretty obvious not checking of the box? So honestly, right. I'm kicking Brunson because I don't think the Knicks are ever going to have a winning record this year.
I don't think so either. Also, I just don't think he's going to improve enough to see the numbers jump.
What year is he in? He's got to be right in the right range though.
This is
fourth or fifth.
25
probably.
Right now. I want to say it's at least his fourth year.
Like, I think he checks every box except he plays for the Knicks.
It's fifth. Yep, it's his fifth.
Oh, fifth. So he's past fourth. Oh, past fourth. Don't do it.
Brunson's not winning.
Yeah.
Brunson's not winning.
He does make sense until you remember he plays for the Knicks. Oh, by the way, also just right in the favorites that you mentioned, RJ Barrett makes a lot of sense until you remember he plays for the Knicks. Knicks are going to have a win total under 500 this year. Winning record wins this award. I wouldn't bet Jalen Brunson or RJ Barrett right now, unless you felt like the Knicks, think the Knicks are going to be awesome, then this is an award market you would want to bet into, because their awesomeness will lead to one of these guys winning this award, actually, probably. So it's almost like another way to bet Knicks win total over, is like, just bet these two guys to win most improved player. I don't feel like that. So I think I'm kicking both of them. I think you are too.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. If the Knicks had a winning record, I would say RJ Barrett would have he would fit the category if it wasn't for the fact that you have to have confidence in the Knicks having a winning record this year.
I totally agree.
Because he fits in the category in other spots.
Okongwu is so, like, it's just weird to imagine him statistically doing what he has to do, but
it's a lot.
He's in the range for sure. He's got to be like fourth-ish. That's a huge jump. They also still have to trade John Collins, by the way.
Yeah. Right. So you have to count on John Collins. I do think
we have a lot of questions with him. We have a lot of questions with Okongwu.
There's right, more question really, marks.
We got to do this for like 20 more guys. Yeah.
All right. We'll get back to this next. There's a long list. We're going to figure out who's winning most improved next. You better you bet.
From all of us at the BetQL Network, a happy and safe 4th of July weekend. A big thanks to all of you for keeping us America's number one wagertainment destination.